Tactics. These are my thoughts on street resistance tactics. The best way to defeat the authoritarians is to quit your job. The establishment pays the cops with the taxes they get from your job. If you're on a job, you are paying the cops to harass you. Cut it out. The goal is not to defeat the cops. The goal is to defeat those who are giving the cops orders and paying their salaries. Less salaries, less cops. No salaries, no cops. Invest the money you would have given to the state. Invest that money in the tools of self-defense and support people who really will protect you. But if you just want to engage the police on the street, here is my advice on how best to do that. Remember that cops may or may not be your enemy. Cops are starved for affection. In an authoritarian regime, the vast majority of people hate the cops. That makes the cops very vulnerable to emotional manipulation. Our hunter-gatherer past has equipped us with egalitarian instincts. Even cops respond positively to egalitarian means. The cop job robs the cops of opportunities for egalitarian relationships. The only egalitarian relationships they have on the job are with other cops. That's why cops would much rather talk to other cops than members of the public. People yelling at the top of their lungs in a demonstration is a tactical error. That effectively shuts down the regular conversational channels of communication and limits the tactical intelligence and flexibility of the people. Yelling gives the cops adrenaline and puts them into a fight or flight mode. Yelling also leads to a public perception that the resistors are hysterical, not rational. The demonstration provides an opportunity for the people to talk to the cops. The people should take advantage of the opportunity to exchange information. If possible, every cop should be constantly engaged in rational conversation for the duration of the demonstration. When a cop gets tired of talking to one resistor, another resistor should take his place. Recording and analyzing what goes on at demonstrations is a very good thing. People should remember, it doesn't matter where the resistance occurs. The authoritarian fairy tale insists that authority extends everywhere. That means that the resistance need only show that injustice is occurring anywhere. The people win by exposing the rude and crude behavior of the cops. If the cops block access to one route, the people should flow around the blockage if possible. All parties should avoid violence and deceit. There are a lot more people at these demonstrations than cops. The people should take advantage of their numerical superiority and surround the cops whenever possible. I'm not advocating interfering with the movements of the cops, but surrounding the cops emphasizes the fact that there are a lot more people than cops. Freedom works. That's why free people win. Slavery sucks. That's why authoritarians lose.